Start the recording. Welcome everyone to the National Department of Peacebuilding Campaign monthly third Wednesday call. We're so glad so many people are able to join us tonight. And we'll do our, as people continue to join us, we'll start check-ins. So anybody who would like to start, we'll see if we do it without interrupting each other, or I could call on names after a while if it becomes awkward. But
This is Kendra, and I'm discovering that many people are very cranky.
Speak for yourself, Kendra.
We need a Department of Peace.
I understand all the reasons, but it's kind of discouraging because we have a long ways to go. So somehow I hope we can manage to get along.
That's your check-in. That's good. Hey, Beth, you were the first on. Do you want to do a brief check-in?
Do a what?
Just a check-in. Tell everybody where you're from and anything
you'd like to
the Department of Peace or what's on your mind tonight.
I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota, and what's on my mind right now is that I wish that Trump were out of office sooner, because I so badly want to see the vaccine in sooner before more people die. But I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, we could probably talk about that for a whole call, but thank you for
expecting. Yeah, exactly. So that's one of my concerns.
Yeah. Thank you, Beth. All right. How about Teresa? Would you like to say hi and something?
Sure. I'm from Rhode Island, and I didn't put the video on because I'm already in my bathrobe.
it doesn't matter.
It's pretty cold here. I've always kind of followed the Department of Peace initiative ever since I first heard about it, which was many, many years ago, but been a little discouraged that it hasn't made more headway. Matter of fact, when Biden was announced as the candidate, I sent him my stimulus check, or at least half of it. And I said, and I told him, I wrote a long letter. And attached to it was a write-up about the Department of Peace. I took it right from the website. I guess it was the old thought that maybe that little bit of money might at least buy him at least reading a letter.
Maybe it did.
I don't know. But I just don't hear about it at all from the people that are in positions of political, of influence, of power. And I just think it's the most fantastic idea. When I first heard about it, I thought, now that's something I would like to see happen before I die. And that was probably when I first heard it. Well, you know, whenever that was, it was first brought forward by Dennis Kucinich, and that was quite a long time ago. I'm in my 70s now, so I'm beginning to think, don't know if it's going to happen, but it's probably right there on the top of my wish list, along with personal stuff. I mean, I just think it's the most important thing that I could ever see happen in my lifetime. So I would be willing to do whatever I can in this latter stages of my life to see it happen.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate that information. I'll think about, maybe we need to do a letter writing campaign once he gets into office, make sure he hears about it from all over.
Thanks.
Let's see, Nancy, do you want to say hello?
Hello. it's nice to see you all on the call.
like Kendra said, the new faces and the ones who've been on before. So thank you for being on. Yeah, I'm seeing some crankiness too, but also some optimism that there maybe is a path forward now, at least some hope for that. So I'm trying to buy into that part of it. Not always successful, yeah, I must say.
Yeah. Sarah,
I'm from California, by the way.
And part of the National Department of Peacebuilding Committee, yeah.
Right.
Very important. Sarah, would you like to say hello and where you're from or anything, and anything else you'd like to say about yourself or the campaign?
Sure. I was just checking quickly to make sure I'm the only Sarah on the call. Sometimes there's a there's a couple. My name is Sarah Goff, and I run a global organization called Play for Peace. It's headquartered out of Chicago, but we do peace building in about 22 different countries around the world. And this is my first call here with the Department of Peace. So I'm just sort of interested to meet you all and get to know more about what you're doing.
Great, great. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you offline too. I'm in the Chicago area. So I might as well say hi. This is Karen Johnson. I'm one of the National Department of Peacebuilding Committee members from Chicagoland. And so I'll just say I'm grateful to having been exposed to a lot of peacebuilding techniques over the, I guess now decades I've been involved in peace building in one way or another, and it's been challenging times, and I'm glad I have that toolbox, and sometimes I just wish everybody had it. I guess that's enough. How about David? There's only one David on the call.
Oh, hello. From Reno, Nevada, and I'm part of a group of people that has met for almost 20 years in front of the federal building on Monday nights, and we call ourselves Peace Presence, but I'm interested in what you all are doing. It's an active step as opposed to what we've been doing is pretty much passive. So I'm just a listener tonight, and glad to be on.
Great, thanks, welcome. Let's see, Kelly, would you like to unmute and say hello?
Hello, everybody. I'm Kelly O'Brien. I'm from Connecticut. Artist, activist, passionate about world peace and helping the world. So, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Great. Welcome. Let's see. How about Deborah? Would you like to say hello?
Hello, I'm Deborah, and I'm here from suburban Atlanta, where the deer are walking all over our yard and have no problem with people. So yeah, and excited about a new administration, more so because of the last administration. If it wasn't for the last administration, I wouldn't be all that excited about it. But
I hear you.
Looking forward to moving forward. So thanks.
Okay, great. We have a Mary D.
from Kentucky, and just interested in the peace aspect of life here in the United States and across the world. I do a lot of work with nonviolence in the area, and just was interested in this approach.
Great. I like your sign, voter suppression is violence. It's true, very true.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Fernando, would you like to say hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Fernando Andrade. I'm in Georgia, and in the county of Jackson County and the city of Jefferson. And I am an intern with Peace Alliance, and I'm very passionate about peace and working with the community, and I'm enjoying my work with my internship at Peace Alliance with the Department of Peace.
Yeah. Thank you, Fernando. Yeah, we've got 16 people on, so we've got a few more people to say hello to. We've got somebody from the 708 area code. I don't have a name. Who might that be?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sada.
Hey, Karen, how are you? Sada, Nancy.
How are you?
Hey, glad you could join us.
Hey, I miss you. I missed our advocacy days and catching courage from you hopeful people. Because we really need a Department of Peace more now than ever. Anyway.
We're gonna do it.
Okay, how about Laura?
Yeah, hi, I'm Laura Brown from Northwestern Pennsylvania up near Erie. And I've been with the group for almost a year now and have enjoyed everything. And I'm very much looking forward to taking our last conversation last week and moving in even more into action.
Yay. And Laura's representative just became a co-sponsor on the bill after an advocacy day's meeting. So yay, yay, yay. Keep celebrating that. It works, it works, it works. All right, then we have someone that's on an iPhone. That's all it says is iPhone. So if there's more than one, oh wait. iPhone person has disappeared. Okay. Neil Burdick. Would you like to say hello?
Hello. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. And just tuning in for the first time, so just trying to get a sample of what's happening in the peace movement.
That's great. You're very welcome to listen in and speak when you feel so inclined. Okay, and then we have Quabina. Did I murder that, or is that how you say your name? Would you like to say hello, Quabina? There's someone there? All right, we can come back. See, I think we had somebody new now join us. Angie?
Yes. Let's see, can you hear me? Oops. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but now we can hear you. Okay, there we go.
Okay, I'm Angie Whitehurst. I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm passionate about peace, and I have been attending the Peace Alliance storytelling sessions on Saturdays, and I love them so much.
Great, yeah.
I look forward to being involved with you, you know, for the camp, being more active.
Okay, great. Glad you could join us. I think I've gotten everybody. If anybody didn't speak, please speak now and say hello.
I will say hello from Geraldine. She's trying to get on, but not able to for some reason. But she's from Southern California. Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. I would sing, but I will spare you.
I'm not sure to say thank you after that because it might be taken the wrong way.
It would not.
Okay. It looks like, Karen, it looks like there's a gentleman who's trying to join.
Yeah, the person with the connecting to, and that's Quabina, who I mentioned. So he may have a connection issue, but I admitted him to the room. It's just, I think his connection is unstable. Yeah. So I don't know that there's anything we can do about that. Quabina, if you can hear us, but aren't able to speak, you know, it's possible if you have Wi-Fi and a number of devices on there, if you turn the other devices off, you might have more power for this call. Somebody's got some background
on the call.
Oh, that's Deborah. So I'm going to, administration of the call, I'm going to leave it up to everybody to self-monitor. If you've got some background noise, I'd prefer if you muted yourself. But if I am getting some noise, I will go ahead and mute your phone. And if you're on a phone, use *6 to mute and unmute, or just use your mute button. And here, I think everybody knows where to find their microphone to tag that to mute it if you've got a family member or somebody coming up and making noise. Okay, so next on our agenda, we usually start off with a connection exercise, just so that we get onto the call and feel connected to each other and leave everything else that goes on in our life behind to focus on our agenda and peace building. Does anyone want to volunteer to do that connection exercise? No? Okay, well, I can lead it.
I think Kendra
has her hand up.
Kendra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Kendra, do you want to go ahead?
But Karen, it'd be fine if you did it.
Okay. Did you raise your hand somehow? Because I didn't see it in the
list. That's okay.
Why didn't I see that? Oh, were you like moving your hand that way?
Yeah,
because I'm not seeing. That's why I was in speaker view rather than gallery view. So now I can see everybody at once. Thank you. Okay. I like the way Kendra does it though. So if you don't mind, go ahead, Kendra.
Okay. So we sit up straight, and I invite you to sit up straight, feet on the floor, and head back over your shoulders, and deep breathing that fills your entire torso. And the breathing goes in through your heart. And out through your heart. It's kind of fanning the flame within us and making the flame grow higher and stronger, the light and the love light. Several of you mentioned that you are passionate about peace. This is building that passion and extending it outward with each breath. So that we connect with one another through our passion for peace. And we become contagious with a different kind of pandemic. A healing pandemic, a loving and caring pandemic. That we collect as well as we emanate. And let's use that energy on this call. And thank you.
Thank you. I feel it. I feel it. It's a interesting when you said a different kind of pandemic or whatever you said. I thought, yeah, let's start an andemic. Just for everything. I know I had a friend, a Methodist minister, that would say, you know, and, you know, don't say but when you're talking about something, say and almost everything that comes up, we can say, and we need more peace building.
and we need more peace building, and we need a Department of Peace. So that'll be something interesting to play with a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to just read through rather quickly the agenda to give you an idea of what we're talking about, and then we'll get started. So the first few are status updates that are going to go by really quick, and we're going to try to save most of the time for another brainstorming session. So we've got DOP legislation update from Nancy, and then organizational endorser updates, if there are some, from Nancy and Fernando, perhaps. Anne wasn't able to join us tonight, so I don't know if Nancy has an update on the UN resolution or not. Then we're going to talk somewhat briefly about the book How We Win by George Lakey that we mentioned in the email reminder to the call. And then look at some procedures for processing all the brainstorming ideas that we had last time and that will come up again in this continued session. And then we'll just have some expressions of gratitude and thanksgiving and anything else that somebody else might like us to address, and wrap up with a quote. So,
I just wanted to say hi. I got an invite from Kelly. So my name is Corbena. So I just wanted to dial in and I joined a little bit later. So,
okay, hello, great. Everybody.
Where are you from, Corbena?
Origin, or where am I located?
Where you're located.
Okay, location. Location is Manchester, Connecticut.
Or whatever you like to say, yeah.
But origin is much more important, right? So yeah, origin is Ghana, but location is Manchester, Connecticut.
Thank you.
Where are you located?
Oh, I've got Geraldine is in the room.
California, Kendra.
Oh, you made it. Yes.
Geraldine just joined. Okay.
Geraldine, do you want to say a quick hello before we get on with the agenda? We just finished the connection practice.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
That was very quick, yes.
Geraldine, we already sang Hooray for Hollywood.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And I think there was another person that I just admitted, but I can't find them now. Nakia, would you like to say hello and where you're from? Not required, but if you can unmute your phone and say hello, we would love to hear.
Hi. Hi, I'm Nakia from Hartford.
We got a lot of Connecticut on the line tonight. Is that all Kelly's doing? Well, good. Good to have you on board. Okay. Nancy, take it away.
All right. On Monday, I submitted our 2021, our suggestions for the 2021 Department of Peace Building rewrite or updates. And I heard back today from Barbara Lee's office that they received it and they'll be taking a look at it next week. So in the meantime, I will send out at least to the folks who contributed to it, and anybody else who wants, actually just email me, who wants to see the letter I sent them, the summary of our changes, our actual red line suggested changes, and another document I sent them with our comments and resources.
And just quickly for the newer people on the call, you can reach Nancy at nancy@peacealliance.org. So if you send her an email, she'll send you what she submitted to Representative Lee's office.
Yeah. Right. So just quickly, we've since Barbara Lee has been the co-sponsor since 2013. And ever since that time, we've sent them our suggestions for each rewrite. as most of you know, the bill has to be reintroduced every 2 years into Congress. And generally she takes most of our changes, and generally our changes are relating to either updating statistics or updating some of the peace building ideas that have evolved, or are based on conversations we've had with members of Congress and senators and others as we go. So this year, a lot of the changes relate to a little revolve around the craziness in the criminal justice system, discussion in around racism and reparations, the COVID crisis, and just a lot of other things. So I'll let you read the details in the letter and the bill. But so the next step is for them to look at the bill and do any rewrites, and then they have to send it to legislative council to make sure it coordinates with any laws that are already out there. And then in early 2021, she will introduce it. We've requested again for it to be HR 1111. So all of this is supposing that Barbara Lee will remain in Congress. There's some talk of her being appointed to the Senate seat in California. Don't know if that'll happen. There are a lot of other people under consideration. So if that does, obviously we have some reshuffling to do. And what else? Most of the current co-sponsors have been reelected to Congress. So I think about 33 of the 38 are back in Congress. Again, some of those may leave to join the administration. There's some talk, for example, of Deb Holland from New Mexico might go to Interior, or other developments. So yeah. Obviously, we're in a lot of flux and some wait and see and some alternative planning and all that kind of stuff. So that's mainly where we're at. And that's why I'm really happy that we're continuing our discussions, our brainstorming discussions on where to go in 2021. So those are the main things on the bill.
Okay, great. Thanks.
I had a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does Barbara give a speech when she introduces it or reintroduces it, or is it just paperwork?
It's usually paperwork. They send out a dear colleague letter to members of Congress saying, you know, I'm introducing this. I hope you'll join in, and then give the description of it before or simultaneous. We also work to get original co-sponsors on the bill so that there will be some folks as it's introduced who are listed or shortly after that. So that's what we've traditionally done in even late December, January, February season for nonviolence. We often spend a lot of that time trying to get original and new co-sponsors for the bill.
Any other questions? Okay. Organizational endorser updates. Either Nancy or Fernando, do you have anything you want to add for this month? I know this is a project we're ongoing, reaching out to past endorsers and seeing if we can have more of a relationship than just the status as an endorser.
So our organization, go ahead, Fernando.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I just wanted to let you know that I'm still working on the sponsor list, the Excel Excel list that I'm working on, putting all those sponsors together and making calls in order to get the accurate information. And also did I just send the proposal to Karen in reference to the bill HR 1111.
Yeah, we can talk about that with when we get into brainstorming. Nancy, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, just a short thing. The current endorser list is on our webpage on the Department of Peacebuilding page. We currently have over 200 organizations that endorse the bill. And I would be remiss if I didn't take advantage of several of you in your introductions talked about groups that you're with. So we would love to have any of you who are so inclined join our endorser list for Department of Peacebuilding, which you can do by just sending me an email. So nancy@peacealliance.org, and we'll get it updated on the webpage. This is one reason it's really important is that Congress people do look at this and consider this when we're talking to them about signing on for the bill. And then it's also important just for our relationship building and that kind of thing. So that's my story.
All right. Deborah, did you have something to say about this?
Oh, no, I had something to say about the last one that we just moved away from, the bill reintroduction. I just have to say that former co-sponsor Cedric Richmond, who's on my list, is going to be joining the administration in some way. So that's somebody else that we have been meeting in his office and stuff, and he won't be available anymore.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And what about the United Nations Infrastructures for Peace? Anne was going to give us an update. They are looking at trying to get a resolution in the UN encouraging national departments or infrastructures for peace building in all countries. But that's all I know right now. It seems like they've made some headway in the last year. Nancy, any more that you're aware of?
Yeah. So yes, we've been working with another group called For Peace, who's working with the ambassador from Costa Rica. And the plan right now is for the Global Alliance for Ministries and Departments of Peace, which is an organization with I don't know how many members, but a lot, is working, has been working on that for a long time. So we're joining forces, and hopefully by next September, we'll be able to get this in front of the United Nations. It's a little bit different procedure than I'm used to, as far as, you know, how to do it. But and it's in the works, and Ann Kreider is the head of that committee. And so the work is ongoing.
Yeah, and we're going to be looking out for a way, if there's some way for citizens to contact somebody at some point to move that forward. We want to share that information and encourage other peace groups to do the same when it gets to that point. Okay, thank you. All right, Kendra, do you want to lead the a little bit of information about How We Win by George Lakey?
Oh my goodness.
Is that a yes?
I'm unprepared, but I was very impressed with all of the trainings that ChooseDemocracy.us put on. George Lakey was part of that group, and I didn't even know about his long history of nonviolent direct action back to the 60s. And he's written several books, and this one was How We Win, and used as a lot, told a lot of stories of how nonviolence is effective and works, but also used a model for an organization that worked hard on climate change initiatives and spread their work across the country. And I was intrigued by how they did that by having core groups for every action and changing up so that everybody got trained in very specific jobs, but they had short-term actions so that people did not get burned out, that they learned. Mm-hmm. And they also provided as one role in the direct action was like the carekeeper, the person who paid attention to every member of the team and saw that they were cared for. I was very impressed.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Nancy, have you read a little bit so far, or do you want to add anything?
Well, I've read it, but I'm not super prepared to talk about it. I agree with what Kendra said. One of the main takeaways I got from it was to be very positive and proactive about your action. And that struck a chord with me, because I think sometimes we get bogged down in being defensive and maybe how broad the bill is or how this or how that, but that maybe focusing more on what an amazing bill it is helpful for me anyway.
Yeah. And grateful to be in the conversation with anyone who's willing to learn more, for sure. Yeah. Okay, so we just wanted to introduce that because Kendra enjoyed that book. In our last brainstorming session, we had a lot of ideas that will take a lot of people to implement. And so we're also looking at how do we organize around that and make progress, which everybody wants. I think we agreed on that. So that's a possibility, and maybe we'll announce a call in December or January, just maybe if other people want to read that book or have another suggestion on an organizing system for multiple initiatives at the same time or something like that. We can take other ideas and discuss just how we're going to organize. So that's just out there for people to look into. And we'll see how we use it going forward. Okay, so that leads us to the procedures for processing our brainstorming ideas. And from my perspective, I'm not sure that everybody was 100% expressed in our last call. And most of the people who were on that call and had ideas are on this call as well. And we also have some new people. So we had the key ideas that were expressed in that call in the email reminder. I'm not sure if everybody got that, if they got invited from a different means, but they were there. Why don't I say first, if everybody looked at that and the people who were present, if they were okay with that synopsis or had anything else that they thought brought up that wasn't on there that should be included, maybe that's a way to start.
Maybe raise your hand if you haven't read it, and if people haven't, maybe go over it briefly, yeah. Just some of the ideas.
I was thinking maybe I just pulled up the email, so maybe I'll just do a quick reading of what we had in there. Okay. So we named some goals: partnering with other peace organizations, including youth, adding to our team, extending our outreach and being more effective without burning out and planning ahead, planning further ahead. And again, that's part of adding to our team and everybody taking a piece of the work pie. All right, and then we listed some new strategies, suggested changes to the bill that underscore interconnection and support to other federal departments and scaling back the scope to more general initiatives rather than specifics. Explore how the U.S. Institute has been accepted and works within government. Of course, again, that's a totally different entity than a Department of Peacebuilding. Initiate a study with the Kennesaw University School of Conflict Management, Peacebuilding and Development for how the Department of Peacebuilding could be implemented to work with other federal departments and agencies. And that's what Fernando had mentioned, that he drafted a proposal on how to get that started, or at least to describe the initiative. Focus on the Federal Interagency Committee on Peace already within the bill and how that might work. Consider the model of implementation in the former Youth Promise Act that provided for citizen and stakeholder organizations involvement in the process of choosing which local programs would be effective in their area. Working on languaging that makes peacebuilding and a Department of Peacebuilding more appealing and understandable. Hold hearings with experts on how a Department of Peace would work well within their discipline. Start with a small demonstration group, like a pilot project, working for 6 months on a model of how a DOP would work and seeking funding for it. Study how city and state commissions work, what they do, and how that could be a model for a DOP. All right, so I probably should have prefaced that these were ideas that were put out there, and doesn't mean we're going to do them all. It doesn't mean we're not going to do them all. So like we talked about, really to implement the ideas is we need somebody to kind of lead each initiative and talk about who might like to work on something and then see how we move forward. And if we don't have enough people to work on all of them, I'll get you in a second, Laura, then we might need to pick which ones are the priorities for us to focus on based on who's available and willing to do more. Laura, did you want to say something?
Yeah, it just seemed, when I read your email and the list, it seemed to me to be kind of a natural organization to kind of start with Fernando's proposal to do the research and some kind of a document as an outcome from that. And some of the liaison work could probably be a part of that. And then it seemed to me that some people from this group and then maybe some people from who are part of the research group with Fernando would be a natural kind of a pilot group if we thought of just having 4 to 8 people, just a small group, to then pilot things that come as an outflow from Fernando's study.
Okay.
But it just seemed that way to me. And I would be happy to be to lead a pilot group.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
So what I guess what I'm saying is I saw that a lot of the activities that you had that weren't the pilot group could be either part of Fernando's study or could run in parallel with his study. And then the outcome of when that's all finished, then the pilot group could take a lot of that information and implement it for 6 months. And, you know, it'd be a trial and error process where the pilot group is going in with the assumption that there are going to be problems and things that they overcome. And then maybe whether they work 6 months or a year, you know, they could decide that. And then the outcome would be like a best practices document or something like that.
Okay.
So it would be implementing all the stuff that Fernando comes up with in the research and the study, okay, carrying that forward.
And just to check, because I know that was your idea, do you see the pilot group kind of each one taking a role as one of the cabinet level secretaries and trying to work out the implementation, or what kind of
No, I hadn't really thought that big or that grand, but I was thinking more of the nuts and bolts of what was being proposed. And, you know, because last week people were raising a lot of questions and how would this work and how would that work? And it seems to me if Fernando does the research and he works with other people in his group and we get a sort of a body of research and we have these liaison conversations and things like that, and then have a small group of people, you know, I guess they could role play cabinet level positions if they wanted to, but I wasn't really thinking that big. I was thinking more of a lower level or nuts and bolts kind of, you know, a way of taking the theoretical information and making it more actionable so that when people, I forget the woman's name from last week who was having a lot of questions about, well, how would this work or how would that work? If you had the research and then a pilot group, then you have something to point to say, well, this is how it works. There's a group that's done it or is doing it. You know, the pilot group could also spawn. I don't know. I mean, I hadn't really thought about.
Yeah,
I
think and that might be better defined after we see what Fernando's project comes up with.
Yeah, it's like you'd have to spend some time talking about what is the vision and mission of the pilot group.
Yeah.
It seems to me that that group could ground a lot of the, you know, a lot of the questions, a lot of the verbiage, and then whatever Fernando comes out with his research group.
Okay, that sounds good. That tells me more. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. So let's see. We get to the meaty part and then we have like 10 or 15 minutes left. So now that we've kind of gone over a little bit of what we did in the last session, and there is a podcast on the website that has the whole last session recorded for those who weren't there and want to listen in on the live conversation. And then we can kind of pick up and wrap some more in our next call. Teresa, you had your hand raised or are you applauding?
I'm raising my hand, and again, since I'm new, I apologize if I'm saying something that's already been said, but it seems that with this new administration and what's happened this past year with and the legislation such as the Police Reform Act that's being put forward, it seems, given what you just explained about how you're going to be trying to network and reach out to the various places to try to explain how Department of Peace will enhance what they're doing, shall I say, that it seems the logical place to start or the most prioritized place to start would be something like within working with either the Department of Justice or the police departments in general, because I think when Biden gets on board, he's going to be immediately trying to address some of those issues.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And a couple of the countries who have established an infrastructure for peace building have actually renamed their Justice Department Peace and Justice or Justice and Peace Building.
Great.
So that is a very logical, besides the current, you know, priorities in our country coming up from the citizens. So, yeah, I appreciate that. And actually, there was a woman from Illinois, I was just thinking, who knew this, who knows somebody at least several years ago in the Justice Department and had conversations with them about what they thought about this. And I'll have to reach out to her.
Mm-hmm.
That person is still there and see if we can pick up from back there. Okay, any other thoughts or new ideas? Nancy.
Yes. This is Beth.
Okay. Beth, I think you recognize Nancy. Let her finish and then we'll go to you, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
It's sort of a procedural thing. I thought it might be good to get sort of a one-page proposal from folks, something like, I haven't read yours yet, Fernando, but something fleshing out each idea a little bit more. And then we could, somebody could be the keeper of those ideas. And then, you know, we'd have that and we could go forward with that. The one I had proposed about having hearings about the Department of Peace building, the idea was to have a hearing for each office within the Department of Peace building. And that way we would draw on, hopefully create some excitement about it, but draw on the experts in that particular field. So if it were, you know, the Office of Domestic Peace Building, we would hopefully find some experts within that field and find out their thinking on how a Department of Peace Building relate to what they're doing, how we could be helpful for what they're doing, or how we could improve on it for what they're doing. And I can send a more detailed thing, but that was just that idea. And then what was the other thing? I just wanted to let people know, pretty much right before I got on the call, I got an email from Judy Kimmel. Judy, who most of you know is board president for Peace Alliance, and Dot Maver are in communication with Dennis Kucinich about possibly holding a sort of a forum or something, an exploratory thing where we could talk with him, we meaning Peace Alliance, Department of Peace Building, National Peace Academy, and the Biospherical Institute, talk with Dennis about his ideas on going forward, because he's according to Dot anyway, sort of re-engaging with the Department of Peace Building idea right now. So
okay.
That's something that might happen, I don't know, early next year probably.
Great.
And we'll hear more about it. Okay. But it'll be getting his input, and then maybe those groups exploring with each other also how we can make this thing go forward.
Okay, great. Thank you. Beth, go ahead. What did you want to say?
Yeah. During Biden's campaign, you know, he did, you know, and we're always talking about how everything connects. He did say that one thing he wants to do is, you know, to pick up the pieces where, where he wants to reconnect this country with the Paris Accords.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
With climate change?
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be a component of it.
Okay. So tie in, there is an environmental aspect of the bill. So tie into the priority of getting back to a responsible environmental policy and approach. Okay.
Yeah. Trump had pulled this country out of it.
Okay.
I would love to hear from some of the new folks who haven't, maybe who are joining for the first time or just haven't joined in a while or something, any, because these are just ideas. It's not that these are the only ideas. We would love to hear any other ideas.
Anyone just wave and then start speaking. Okay. Quabena?
Yeah, Quabena. So for me, I'm just all ears, honestly. I obviously will have something to contribute as time passes with the more knowledge I'm able to soak up in reference to what is being or what is trying to be accomplished. But I do get the tone of trying to put in line a certain a group or some rules or some bills or passing on laws to help with the outcry that we've all been crying out for some time in different aspects of our society. So entirely just listening to hearing what is on the floor, understanding what the direction is, and then the contribution is in turn will come as a result. So I think the direction is all stems into qualities and disciplines that I'm empathetic about or care about. So like I said, it's just getting the knowledge now, and then I'll definitely be on board to contribute come next meeting for sure.
Okay, great. Laura.
I just wanted to mention that I listened to a lot of the speakers before we had the ones who were like the day before the advocacy days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ambassador Chowdhury really, to me, he was kind of reaching out or saying that he would like to build more of a bridge with our group. And I know when Fernando was talking about doing the study, it seemed to me maybe, I don't know, I just keep thinking about him over and over, and that maybe there's a way to work with him too, because I remember him talking a lot about wanting to reach out and build more ways of working together with the UN and our group. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if anybody is talks to him or
no
through with any of that, or
Anne has a relationship with him, and you know, they're not like every week talking, but they do talk when they need to from time to time. Yeah. That's a very good point, because Fernando, your program is about international peace, right?
That's correct.
International studies. So that would be great to add that UN and GAMET aspect of it too, because if and we're a couple minutes left to the call, but yeah, so we could look at incorporating that in the proposal and how we do that. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, I didn't want to leave him out. And also the representative, Susan Wild, who just recently signed on to the bill from Pennsylvania, she is also on one of the big international relations committees in the House. So, you know, since she just signed up and she seems very enthusiastic about it, maybe there's, I just don't want to lose those threads, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Correct. I just made the attempt to reach the Human Rights High Commissioner of United Nations. And I think I can still continue trying to make the attempt now. They are not exactly how to reach her. If she can sponsor or support our initiative with the DOP here in the United States, it will be a great asset for the whole peace alliance. I think it will be a great opportunity for all of us if we can get her support. Now that we know that how to reach her, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Anything else? We got about another minute if somebody has something they'd like to say before we go to our closing quote. Kelly.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I agree with everything. I was just going to say, me personally, I can help with kind
of breaking. Wait, can you speak a little bit louder or close to your microphone?
Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just kind of barely.
I can help with like breaking up. Breaking down the bill to, you know, you were saying like simplify the language, make it more appealing.
We're not hearing you well enough. Okay. Sorry.
I'll type in the chat.
Okay, great. But we heard that really well. Geraldine.
Hi. Yes, I've been working with National Now's Global Feminist Committee. We are an NGO to the UN. I'm one of three people that were chosen to participate as a representative, though I've been on over a dozen of calls with UN women and whatnot. What they're working on right now, which is one of their priorities, is to get the United States to ratify CEDA, which is the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Violence. And we are one of seven countries that have not done that yet, which is Iran, Palau, Somalia, Sudan, and Tongva. So that's one of the issues right now in terms
of. Okay. All right. We'll talk about that. We're at the end of the time. I hate to interrupt you, but we want to try and end these calls on time. Does someone else have a quote, or I've pulled one up if not? Okay, and then we can stay on the call after we end if anybody would like to. Ah, so here we are. This is from journalist Dorothy Thompson. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of creative alternatives for responding to conflict, which is apropos for what we're working on now. Okay, I'm just going to stop the recording. And like I said,